Oh, you blessed us with something on Thursday. Talked about it Friday. I'd love to continue with it this coming week if we can find some of our own as I head down to Waldorf. Maybe I'll dig around my dad's photo album. Photo of you in the 90s. You stretched out in a bed. You got a vest on. You got a shirt. You got this come hither stare, the frosted tips. Specifically the frosted tips, which were a thing in that time. You were not the only dude doing this. I could count on 15 sets of hands how many people in my high school had frosted tips. Who did that? Did you go somewhere? Did your mom do it?
Because mom and I. My mom was a hairdresser my whole life. Shout out.
What did mom and dad think of it? What did they think of Scotty's style? Because their parents always had thoughts about our style.
Nah, they were cool with it. I was shaving lines in my head. I had mohawks. I had the sides of my head shaved. There was always something going on with, you know, my hair. It was never really super normal.
And they never
normal.
Gave you guff?
No. They knew as long as I was a good kid, they didn't care.
Because
I mean?
Old country fart Schlegel, my dad, I love him, but he's got his, you know, a grimy little dirt box Justin with, I'm dyeing my hair blue and blonde, and I'm doing the high ponytail and the skater cut, and I'm having my friend Pierce Myers. He was never happy.
Big problem for him.
Never liked the head of hair. He wanted to do the front yard, sit down, buzz cut, who's next, go play football.
Right, front yard, yes.
Yes, please. Hear about it now. We had a good laugh looking at Scott's 90s throwback photo. I'm behind the curtain. Not sure if you saw Scott Reardon's photo yesterday. Facebook.com/JSS98Rock. Mike, let's get that reposted up there if we have it. We'll put it at JSS98Rock also. It was just a humdinger. It was a window through time. How you managed to look younger now than you did then. Got that Benjamin Button thing going on.
Yeah.
Scott's throwback photo from the 90s, and you were the patron saint of the 90s, from the jeans to the frosted tips.
Don't sleep on the braided belt either. That made an appearance in that photo.
I didn't see the braided belt. Okay, I'm missing details. I love it. There's details hidden inside of details. What was the year?
I'm just trying to triangulate that. It's anywhere between 97 and 99.
Let's get ourselves a look here.
It's college. I think I'm on one of my buddy's beds or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out where. That's probably, now that I'm thinking about it, that might be a dorm room. That might be Payne Hall, University at Albany. That might be my buddy Tom's bed. I don't know where that is. I don't know. No, that might be at our house. We had a house with like 8 guys in it.
Yeah.
4 in the upstairs apartment, 4 in the downstairs. That might be my buddy Mike's bed. No, Mike's bed? I don't know. I have no idea where that is.
I'd love to know where Mike is.
But it's, 97, 98, 99.
Mike's in the other room washing his ass out with ice cold water. Scott just got done just laying lumber. You're just looking there with that come hither stare towards the camera. And also, and I'm looking even deeper into it, the camera that took that picture. I mean, that ain't a digital camera.
It wasn't. It didn't exist back then. What are you talking about?
I was going to say, that's...
That's a photo, dude.
That's a photograph. Is that a CD wallet?
I believe that's CDs. Yeah, we were probably hanging out. I don't know. Yeah. I look kind of stoned. Maybe I was stoned or drunk.
All smoked listening up to on the tunes. Weed.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Just giving us that kind of look. You know, the look. Yeah. Baby, where you going, girl? Get your ass back in this bed.
I will say that's definitely, at least as far as I can remember, the first time I've seen an old pic of you with frosted hair.
Oh, yeah, dude. I rocked that for a couple of years.
Get your sweet ass back on this mattress, bitch.
It really was like half of the male population.
Yeah, it wasn't like a
hair.
Big thing. It wasn't like...
Oh, no, that you weren't on an island by yourself.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
hell no.
Like, back then, it was just like kind of normal.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, my God, your hair. It was just like, oh, cool.
No, he's the guy, tall, goatee, frosted tips. Well, that narrows it down. There's like 70 of them in this mall.
But looking back now, you're like, holy hell.
Oh, who is doing that? If you're anywhere from the age of 35 to 41, check yourself at the door because your ass had frosted tips.
Who started that? Was there anyone in particular that really got that movement going?
No,
I'm trying
to
think. I guess maybe one of the boy bands?
God, look at that picture. What kind of shoes are they? What kind of boots are those? Those aren't Tim's, but they're like something.
Those are just Payless or something. They're not anything special. They're big, I'll tell you that. Stomp somebody with them.
Girl, you get on over here and you climb on top of those. Daddy wants to take good care of you. Come here.
That vest I stole from a buddy of mine, George. That was George's vest.
Sorry, George.
I kind of absconded with it and made it my own.
I've done that with people's clothes. I borrowed a shirt, and then 9 years later, that shirt's
exactly,
still mine.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And then eventually they asked to borrow it back. Like, nah.
Facebook, Justin Scott and Spiegel. It'll be up at 99online.com. It's on all my social media.
God,
it just came out of nowhere because I was sitting home, and then my buddy Tom just started firing off all these pictures to like this text thread we have. And that was the first one he sent. And I asked, I'm like, is that real? I thought it was a Photoshop for a second. I'm like, oh my God, like, is that... Am I really laying like that? Do I really look like that?
Yeah, I'm looking at your eyes, buddy, and I think you might have been taking drugs. Was it around that time before you gave that stuff up long ago?
No, yeah, dude, it was college. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're all smoked
deep
up on
game.
It. What's the over-under on a thin gold necklace?
No, I never wore
it. You never rocked the thin gold necklace?
Never wore jewelry.
Mike, you don't know who used to rock a thin gold necklace over his t-shirts.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. I don't know why, but man, for about a year and a half, and the dudes that I even skated with were like, you look like an AIDS-riddled Mr. T. Why are you wearing gold, Justin? Like, whatever.
Yeah, the 90s really were a black hole for fashion, looking back. The further we get away from it, the worse and worse it looks.
But it's weird because when you were in the 90s, you didn't realize that it actually had a look. 60s had a look, 70s had a look, 80s had a look, but the 90s was just this swampy sand trap of just garbage fashion. Girls wearing ties, people looking like the Spin Doctors. Oh, you're now a thug. Like, it was just this weird buffet. But the farther we get away from it, heading into 2017, it did weirdly gel into its own style. And that style sucked. But it had its own look.
You remember girls would always wear the flares? And some of them were downright bell-bottoms.
Rocking those damn jellies. Oh, yeah. Oh, what's that? Speak to me, color me bad.
I remember having a whole closet full of Tommy Hilfiger and polos.
Wow.
And the color schemes were awful looking back. Just awful colors.
Oh, that reminds me. It's a 90s Friday.
It's a 90s Friday!
Yeah, and we'll stretch this 90s Friday into 620, just fashion-wise. Maybe maybe if you even want to open up the phones a little bit, just talk about your terrible 90s fashions. My thing was the in school was the girls, very Blossom-esque, wearing ties for some reason. Benny and June, real loose, floppy hat.
Can't touch
this. Not looking good. But, I mean, it is a 90s Friday, and that Color Me Bad was hitting me pretty good. So let's roll it back with this. A little Savage Garden. Truly, madly, deeply. Oh, look at this, Nancy. Man, you put this on. You put this on. You knew y'all was going to...
Oh, yeah, listen to that.
I'll be your fantasy.
I'm just staring at that picture.
I love you more with every breath, truly, madly,
like 22 years old right there.
Strong,
is that a 22-year-old?
The whole world ahead of me. I mean, yeah, probably.
Just ready to grab the world by the bees and smoke those bees. Oh, yeah.
20, 21, 22.
Guys, it's called a cellular
telephone. Oh, if I could go back and tell myself something, what would I tell myself? It's all gonna be okay. It's all gonna be okay.
Say this right here.
You'll
look at this.
Figure it out.
This is your future wife. I'm not effing with you. You bagged this somehow.
And when the stars are shining brightly.
That little young whippersnapper's done okay for himself. We'll see what the next 20 years holds, but... 20 years back, not too bad. That shirt's probably Eddie Bauer shirt, if I had to guess.
Yep.
It was deep in the Eddie Bauer game back then. Excuse me. I apologize. What is this?
This is Goo Goo Dolls. Oh, Dizzy Up the Girl.
What were your
Broadway
go-to sneakers back in the day, back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Did you have a brand?
That's a good question.
I was
I don't
Vans.
Remember.
Just Vans. Just a grimy skate Vans kid.
Definitely had a few airwalks.
Even the sheets are from the 90s. I don't know why, but I haven't seen flannel like that on someone's bed in quite some time. Now, if you stay in a cabin, maybe. They
I
look comfy.
I have no idea whose bed that is.
And what's off to the left of your left leg against the wall? Is
this
that a messenger
like a coat
bag
or something? No, look at
is that
coat.
A coat?
I don't even remember this picture. I have no idea. It's probably just a coat.
Hey, happy 90s Friday, everyone. Oh, I would give this girl the business. The business.
I thought I saw a man brought to life.
And Mike, tell me she did. Look at the way she walks around. Tell me this isn't the 90s. Here, I'm going to walk around. If Livewire's on, for some reason, girls just kind of walk around like this.
Yep.
Like they walked around like they were kind of suffering from Parkinson's, but not really. Like they kind of had a small itch.
Teenage boy almost.
It was sort of awkward, but I have some things I want to get off my chest from my dream journal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kids, it has been dry. She was Australian, right?
I don't know. Who is this?
Natalie Imbruglia.
Nothing's fine on tour. I'm all out of faith.
She weighed 82 pounds.
This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed.
Lying naked on the floor.
Oh, that is Friday.
Illusion never changed into something real.
You know who else could absolutely get the old Schlegelmeister tickle pickle? Yeah. I don't know what her name was. I don't know if they ever did another song. But I was smitten with this gal. Don't look, Mike. Name the song. Name the band.
It's Kiss Me, right?
Yes, it is. Unless you just want me to. Come on.
I remember hating this song so much.
You watch your mouth. You watch your
my sister.
Mouth.
I had to drive to school with my sister, and she like blasted
yeah,
this
hell
song.
Yeah. Of course she did. Damn good song, Mike. Stop hating everything.
Oh, God, it's such a good song. The video was great.
You wear those shoes and I wear the dress. Oh, kiss
it's a terrible song.
This
Mike,
song's
you're right.
Amazing.
Mike, you're right.
It's such a good song.
That's terrible.
What was the movie it was from? We'll go to the place marked on her father's map.
Strike up the band and make the fireflies dance. Silver moon sparkling.
Okay, it was a country song.
Not the best song, but...
So kiss me.
Oh, what was it? Is She's All That? Is that it? Was it She's All That?
You're talking about stuff I don't know.
God,
I don't
this
remember
was,
much of the 90s.
They showed, like, clips from the movie, and she absolutely cut her own hair. Whoever the lead singer is of this band cut her hair with safety scissors from a second grade class.
That was the look, man.
Oh, people's dads had maps. I'll hit you with one last one here, and if you got anything over there, you just holler at your boy.
Great tune.
But I'm as blue as a boy can be.
This song. I listened to this song while walking in Memphis, and I felt nothing.
Memphis!
But do I really feel the way I feel?
Go ahead. We got a phone call, Mike?
We got a call.
Early? 5:44 in the morning. Power lines now open.
Hey, we're opening up the
Friday.
Phone lines. Let's take a pre 6 o'clock phone call on a 90s Friday. Jake in Westminster, happy 90s Friday.
What do you want?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What? What's up?
I wanted to call in. You guys were talking about bad stuff you used to wear in the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys ever rock a pair of those pants that didn't quite go down to your ankles, but definitely did not land anywhere near your knees?
Are you talking so, like, capris or jorts?
Yeah. No, yeah, like capris. I guess that's what the ladies call it.
No,
because
I'm not a lady.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
No on that one.
Sorry, Jake in Westminster. You're on an island by your capri-ass self.
There were a lot of giant jean shorts going on back
then.
Oh,
man. When were JNCOs, Mike?
I mean, mid-90s to late-90s.
As soon as they're back in stock, by the way, we're going to do it JNCO's Day. Oh, F you, Scott.
This was the jam.
And I pre-tinned all the pads on the Allen.
What was that?
I don't know. I'll turn it down until you figure that out.
You got something running in the background?
On one end.
Yeah, you got something else going on in the background there.
It's
oh, it is.
Like 7 inches in the midday sun. Is that 7 inches?
Not like...
Rob Thomas,
Santana.
You feel your A cups getting all sweaty?
Text, do you remember Lugs boots?
Lugs?
Which I guess are still around, but I remember a lot of my friends having Lugs.
Skids pants, basically pajamas. There's a generation gap between Mike. This is a little bit a generation back.
This life ain't good enough. I give my world to lift you up. I could change my life to better suit your mood.
Yeah, Borders Books and Music, which I brought up many a time. When this came out, I could see the album cover in my head because this was a Carlos Santana
just
album.
Like the ocean under the moon.
Blew off the shelves.
It's the same as the emotion that I keep from you. Oh, you got the kind of loving that can be no food. Oh, give me a bow, baby, bill. A little bit about it.
Oh, Scott, take your pants off. Mike, lock the door. Frost the windows. Take your pants off.
Shifty and the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar, baby.
Last we saw him was on Celebrity Rehab.
Yep. Oh, tongue ring. Watch out now.
And what was great is that Crazy Town desperately wanted to be a part of the new metal, rap metalcore.
The Biscuit Kids.
They wanted to be Limp Bizkit. They wanted to get in there, and this was their hit, and had to drive them nuts.
Come, my lady. Yeah, my sugar, baby.
Oh, yeah, women wearing combat boots. I'm taking you to Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry.
This one says explicit. Let me turn this off. What about the... Oh, turn it up. Yes!
Oh, this is a 90s banger! This is a banger!
Turn it inside out, find nothing but pain and nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous when I'm through with you.
Oh, yeah, it's a 90s Friday, bitches.
Oh, this was a jam back then.
It's gotten stale. The clock is painful. All sane and logical. I want to tear it off the walls.
You put a photo up yesterday. We're gonna get into a pretty deep, way deep. I mean, that throwback photo. We're going to discuss where we were around that time. Let's see who's been holding for a second, talking about the fashion at the time. Greg, you were deep in the JNCOs game.
Yeah, morning, guys. Love the show. Listen every day on my way to work.
Shout out.
How big was the biggest pair of JNCOs that you had, the old samurai denim?
So those MRFers had to be at least 2 feet coming out from my legs.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the most ridiculous things of the 90s, I think. And 96 to 98, the JNCOs were everywhere, and I was definitely wearing the JNCOs at least 3 times a week. Along with that, or whatever music T-shirt I had, Korn, Deftones, something like that. But definitely all about the JNCOs, man.
The combo that you had to rock out with the JNCOs that was just the best was you had to have the samurai pants JNCOs, like you said, where the cuff at the bottom was just a 2.5-foot diameter. But the shirt, you could barely squeeze your chubby ass into. So you just sort of turned into a big human pyramid.
Oh, absolutely. I had the hardest time squeezing my chubby little sausage body into the biggest pair of JNCOs. I mean, it was one of the most amazing dynamics ever.
And Greg, as somebody that's never worn JNCOs, are they a little tougher to walk in? Did they pose any problem with walking?
I could imagine.
So, time to time, my mom used to get mad at me. This was middle school, mind you, 96, 98. My mom used to get mad at me because they used to drag on the ground.
Right, yeah, tore up. I never wore them either, but yeah.
Oh, they get shredded to hell. I mean, I'd say a month or two in, it picked up whatever gross rainwater you were sloshing through. They would begin to get fibrous. Then they'd rot. I mean, denim just rots if it gets too gross. And thank you for the call, Greg.
And they had to have been heavy as hell because that's got to be triple.
Oh, it's a lot of fabric.
The amount of denim you're typically,
it's three pairs of jeans worth of denim on your thin ass. And, you know, Mike and I were trying to find pairs of these things because I guess ironically they rolled them back out. The classic samurai JNCO denim. And they're sold out. Someone's buying them somewhere.
Oh, I mean, time to time, you know, and it's a rare sighting, but I'll still see them, like out at Towson Town Center. Or
JNCOjeans.com. Here it is. Whole website. Free Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
When you spend $150 or more.
Nice. You get a free cassette single of Mad Season.
Okay. Who else we got on hold?
Who else we got? Let's do one more here before we jump. Let's go here.
We had a couple people.
Yeah, we got some good ones.
I want to get to everybody that's been on hold for
Chris,
a while.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing,
hey,
bud?
Chris.
Fawn Grove. What is this shirt brand? I've never heard of this shirt brand.
Everybody in the more or less ghetto areas wore it. It said Troop 88.
Troop 88. I don't remember that. So
a lot of nobody I talk to remembers it.
Troop 88.
Yeah, dude, I'm even looking up on Google Images right now, and I'm seeing like troops that are Troop 88, and for some reason, there's like a weird Christian rock group that's in
there.
Yeah,
I think you imagine this, buddy.
And the Boy Scout. That might have been a local gang, buddy. You might have been involved in local gang activity, but we thank you for the call. Let's go to one more here and continue to hold for the rest of y'all. We'll get to you. Joe in Annapolis. Good morning, bud.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Joe?
I'm actually born in the 90s, and I was looking back at some photos, and I don't know what my parents were thinking, but I had seen a photo I had that I was wearing, like, overalls with, like, the new Jordans that were out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably the worst I've seen.
What?
Like, it was like the black and white ones with the blue overalls. It was awful.
We called them jumpers, man. You had the two straps, but you
only put one.
Exactly. Rock a jumper out.
Yeah, I guess it was easy access for a diaper.
Yeah, there you go.
If you're born in the 90s, yeah, you were only 5, 6, 7 years old. Who knows, depending on what year we're born in. But yeah, with me born in 79,
These are the Jordans he was talking about. What's wrong with these Jordans? Look at that. Those are fresh.
Oh, those are fresh to death. You show
the
up.
Black and white ones?
Don't you dare scuff those in a movie theater. You scuff those on a movie theater, you're catchy's hands. Hey, it's a 90s Friday. So remember, coming up out of the 6 o'clock news, we're going to be getting into Scott's throwback 90s frosted tip. Good-looking jeans, come hither stare. As someone said on Twitter, just off-screen, there has got to be a 49ers starter jacket flung over a chair somewhere in there. We're going to get into it. We're going to have some fun. Check in about a photo that Scott posted last night that you say your friend found.
Yeah, we, like me and my buddies from home, we just got like constantly have a text chain going. And just out of nowhere yesterday, just started firing off. He probably fired off like 5 or 6 just old school, like vintage college photos that he must have found. And one of them was me laying on a bed, making sweet love to that camera with some frosted tips.
Did anyone else notice, by the way, that Phil Jakubowski's outfit is almost identical?
I was going to say that. It's the same exact outfit I was wearing 20 years ago.
Phil's wearing the same outfit Scott is in that picture. Oh, didn't want to say anything. He wasn't carrying a CD case with him, and he did not have frosted tips. He looked very nice today. But hot damn, that come hither wink. And the year was, we'll just assume, 1997, 97, 98-ish in college. Mike, where were you around that time? What did 97, 98 Mike Anderson look like?
I was late middle school there.
God, and so young.
I wore a lot of skater stuff. A lot of some Stussy shirts.
Don't you dare
a lot of just
Stussy
like independent
skater.
And different, you know, skateboard brand shirts.
Because you skated a lot.
Yeah, I was never really any good, but yeah. That was the click I rolled with.
The skater click?
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
I thought you rolled with kind of the art school click because...
In high school, you were a jockish.
No, I mean,
you played basketball, lacrosse?
Well, high school, I kind of got rid of the skater stuff. And like I said, I was wearing like Tommy Hilfiger polos and very plain stuff. It was a precursor to the monochrome Anderson that I am now.
Yeah.
Solid color Anderson. Yeah, 97 was the year I graduated high school. So at the time... That was actually a fun time for fashion, Justin, because for some reason, skaters around that time, of which I rolled with, decided to really pull back on the fashion as far as the jackets and the weird clothing and stuff like that, because it was co-opted by all that Stussy crap. So it was white shirt, blue jeans, and that was it. There'd be like 15 of us out front of the Food Czar in Pinefield, Maryland.
That was the uniform.
That was all the people wore. I mean, we almost looked like a member of some weird Jonestown cult. Everyone out there, you might have a different hairstyle or a different hat on or facial hair or whatever, but everyone rocking a white tee, blue jeans, the only way that you could tell that I was any different, because that sweet-ass gold chain.
Nice.
No one liked it. Boy, that, you know what that was at the time? That was my bandana. That was my bandana of the day.
And what kind of cologne were you wearing?
Royal Copenhagen.
I just remember CKY and CKB were giant.
Well, it's funny you say that because in one of the photos that my buddy sent me, it was our other buddy, Brad, and he's holding a bottle of cologne.
And the cologne is?
And just based on what the bottle looks like, here, let me see if you, I don't know if you guys would be able to determine what that bottle of cologne is. I know it. Split second, I saw it.
Oh, my God. He looks like the DJ for All for One.
Ralph Lauren?
That's Polo Sport,
Polo
baby.
Polo Sport. Oh, yeah.
Polo Sport.
Mike, do we roll back? Do we bring back the cologne experiment from the very beginning of the show many years ago where you and I went around town? Scott, join us this time. Let's go slathered in Polo Sport somewhere. We'll hit a couple of spots, but this time we should hit like some inner city bar where we have no business being. Just three white dudes slathered in Polo Sport.
I mean, I think people still wear Polo Sport. Am I wrong? I mean, maybe not as much as they used to, but I mean, is it still in the rotation at your local Macy's?
It's still out there, yeah, but are people buying it and wearing it? I'm not sure. Some of the comments on my photo, where is it, Mike? Everywhere, Facebook?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, Facebook, it's Twitter.
All across
1996,
the
1997, 98-ish, college, Scott, frosted tips, fleece vest, braided belt, boots, jeans. Looking at the camera, very sexy, possibly drunk or stoned, not sure. A lot of people are saying it looked like Joey Fatone.
Getting a lot of Joey Fatone.
A lot of Joey Fatone, some Vanilla Ice, some Snow, Informer Snow, Color Me Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people having fun with this.
On Twitter, at JSS98Rock, and on our Facebook page, I'm getting a little bit of this right here. Getting some
Sugar Ray.
Yeah, getting some Mark McGrath with those tips. Oh, yeah. It's the look, man. The look you're given in this photo.
Hilarious, isn't it? I probably just saw the camera and a little,
What you doing, baby?
A little sweet mug.
What you doing, huh? Get your fine ass
How
over here.
How long I've loved you. Come on, give me more fly.
You want some more fly?
Everywhere I go, people stop and they say, 25 years old, my mother, God rest her soul.
Oh, you got deep there. We have a black guy in the band. We're
arms
cool.
Arms around me, baby. Arms around me, baby.
Hell yeah.
I feel like Sugar Ray and Smash Mouth shared members.
Right.
It was just one band with two different lead singers. And for whatever reason, the guitarist in this video has stolen Prince's guitar. That doesn't look like Prince's guitar. That is Prince's guitar.
Show me. Love can make you hostage. Wanna do it again?
Oh, yeah, man. We need to. Okay, let's double up on the 90s stuff to where we grab some 90s fragrance and we get the JNCOs. Mike, do we frost our tips? Michael, would you
That'd
like?
It'd be hard for Mike to do.
Mike?
Yeah, it would more, look more like that, really. That white guy that thought he was Jamaican and tried to get that like beach bum look.
Scott went and got his hair tightened up nicely yesterday over at Old Bank. What if I do the same today or tomorrow? Because I got some stuff coming up. Do you want to frost my tips next week, Michael?
I mean, we could. We have got some people that could do that. I wouldn't dare.
I can do it. I know how to do it. You put that cap on and you just pull the hair through and then you put the product on. Your hair could be frosted very easily.
I think we should do a frosted tip Friday. Frosted tip Friday. Let's go to the phones real quick. Let's talk to, thank you for holding, Jericho. What's going on, Y2J?
How's it going? Yeah, I was going to comment on that 90s clothing. There's a couple things, but the main thing was corduroy. The 90s was the last stand for corduroy.
Yeah, I had some corduroy back in the day. And when I would walk, my thighs would rub together.
You
could
start a fire.
Definitely had some corduroy. Nice Eddie Bauer shirt and some corduroy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my brother actually had one of those thin overcoats that was all corduroy.
Yeah.
It was nice.
That was nice,
wasn't it?
Let's do it. I'm sorry, buddy. I gotta go to one more call here. We only got a ton of time here. We got an interview coming up. Let's go to Joe in Baltimore. Joe, good morning.
Hey guys, how you doing over there?
This stuff was all over McDonough High School in Pomfret, Maryland.
Go quick. What is it?
All right, my stuff. It was funny. You used to play Sugar Ray because that was my jam back in the day, and a lot of Echo Wear and the jorts were my thing.
Echo Unlimited,
Echo Wear and jorts all over the place.
Echo Unlimited.